As you know, there are four Gospels in the Bible. Three of them tell the story of Jesus in a similar way, so we call them the Synoptic Gospels. But John sticks out as different. Many of the stories and teachings in John do not appear in the Synoptic Gospels, and vice versa. Only John has the wedding at Cana and the foot washing at the Last Supper. And John does not have Jesus instituting the Eucharist, but the others do. So when all four Gospels have the same thing, we know it's important. The feeding of the 5,000 is in all four, and so is Mary Magdalene. She is mentioned 12 times by name in the Gospels, which is more than many of the disciples. And every Gospel tells us that she was the first to know about the resurrection. She was the first at the empty tomb. Sometimes they say with other women, sometimes alone. Here in John's Gospel, which we heard this morning, she comes alone in the early dawn. And it is to Mary that the angels appear. She has been called the apostle to the apostles because it's Mary Magdalene, Mary from Magdala, who tells the other disciples that the tomb is empty. She is the first one, the very first one to proclaim the gospel, the good news of the resurrection. And however a confused and stumbling way it must have been on that amazing morning. Legend says that she went on to be a great evangelist and was granted an audience with Caesar. She used an egg to describe the tomb and the life that sprang from it like a chick hatching. Caesar was totally unimpressed and said that there was as much chance of resurrection as of an egg turning red. The egg turned red. And that, they say, is one of the reasons for Easter eggs. But here in the garden in the early morning dew, Mary does not know it is Easter. All she knows is that the body of her beloved friend and teacher has been moved, which is very disturbing. And she is so deep in her grief that when Jesus speaks to her, she does not recognize his voice. This woman, who is important enough to be mentioned by name 12 times, this woman who some scholars think may have been one of the most important disciples but not listed among the 12 because of her gender, this person who adored Jesus did not recognize him. People of God, that happens to us too. We do not recognize Jesus when he speaks to us. We do not recognize the hand of God around us. We expect that the voice of God will be like a clap of thunder or an audible word of grace. And so we look at God and see only the gardener. I think this is at least partly because we think of God as being distant and separate from us, so that the involvement of God is a big cosmic event like the waters of the Red Sea parting for us. But if God is closer than our breath, because God is our breath, if in fact God is in our cells and in the cells of all beings, if the presence of God is as normal and as unseen as radio waves or sound waves, then everything has the potential to be of God. But if everything has the potential to be of God, how do we hear God's voice among all the rest? Mary learned to know Jesus' voice by spending time with him. We get to learn God's voice by our desire to love and serve God and by responding to what we think might be, maybe, God's voice. And then we learn to know God's voice and God's presence by paying attention and practicing gratitude. One thing we can be sure is that God's voice is never loud nor rude. Jesus did not say, "Mary, you idiot, it's me. Where has your brain gone?" No, Jesus was gentle and the Holy Spirit is always gentle and courteous. The voice that calls us names is always our own, not God's. And you know, we can also ask God to be very clear. I often pray that God will tell me something so clearly that I can't miss it. And I pray for all of us the blessing of not being able to miss God's presence. The blessing that even in the midst of our deepest grief and pain, we will know the presence and hear the gentle voice of the Holy Spirit. Because that, my friends, is resurrection. Resurrection is here and now. Resurrection is knowing the presence of the risen Christ who has conquered sin and who turns our tears into laughter. Can you imagine how Mary felt when she realized that this man standing in front of her, absolutely the same and yet astonishingly and strangely different, that this man was Jesus? I imagine that she laughed and cried and shook her head with relief and disbelief. Suddenly, everything was different. Everything is different when we know that God is here with us, and that the very worst that life can do cannot separate us in any way from the unconditional, unquenchable, incredible love of God. That even death itself is transformed in the love and the light of God. That is the beauty of knowing the resurrection, of knowing that the gardener is really Jesus. It is knowing that death is not death anymore. As the hymn says, "Where, O death, is now there thy sting?" And the hymn is quoting directly from St. Paul, who wrote, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Christ has risen. Christ has risen victorious, victorious over the sin matrix, over all the powers of darkness, over all the things that keep us caught and enmeshed in our own little worlds. Christ has broken it open like an egg. And inside we find not chocolate, not a chicken, not a gardener, but the power of the Holy Spirit calling us to new life, calling us to live as though God is really here in our midst, calling us to dare new things because we are secure in the love that knows our names. People of God, it's easy to go away from here, and as we start dealing with the weeds, forget that Christ's resurrection life is available to us, that God is as close as our breath, and that we are deeply, deeply, deeply loved. But that is the reality. That is what is true. Always. So let us decide here and now to live every day in the light of the resurrection, to live every day as if it is all true, to live every day as though Christ is risen, because he is. Alleluia, Christ is risen.